This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravaged Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Confirming Mr. Modi's visit, State BJP President Sunil Jakhar in a social media post said, the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Mr. Jakhar reiterated that the central government stands firmly with the people of Punjab. Earlier, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan visited the state to evaluate the situation. Additionally, two central interministerial teams have been deployed in the state to assess the damage caused by the floods. Meanwhile, Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after floods caused extensive damage to land, property and livestock. Our correspondent has the details.
Meanwhile, the situation in Punjab is gradually coming under control. The border state, which has lost 46 lives till date, is collectively helping each other along with experts from Indian Army, BSF and NDRF in rescue and relief operations. About 2,000 villages and over 3.87 lakh people have been impacted by floods. Hundreds of My Bharat Aapda Mitras of the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports are also supporting the local communities in flood-affected districts. State government has announced the opening up of all the educational institutions in the state from Tuesday. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
In hockey, India defeated South Korea 4-1 at Rajgir in Bihar to lift the Men's Asia Cup for the fourth time. For India, Dilpreet Singh scored two goals while Sukhjeet Singh and Amit Rohidas struck one each. Dhyan Sun hit one goal for Korea. The Indian team remained unbeaten in the tournament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team for their splendid win in the Asia Cup 2025 held in Rajgir, Bihar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win is even more special because they have defeated the defending champions, South Korea. The Prime Minister said that this is a proud moment for Indian hockey and Indian sports. He also prayed for the country's players to continue to scale even greater heights and bring more glory to the nation. The BJP parliamentary party unanimously adopted a resolution on next-gen reforms of GST during the two-day workshop which began in New Delhi yesterday. In the resolution, which was presented by Union Minister of Commerce Industry Piyush Goyal, the BJP MPs congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for this bold and citizen-friendly thought move and expressed the gratitude to the people. The government has dismissed a manipulated video circulating on social media that falsely attributed statements to Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The video misleadingly suggests that General Dwivedi claimed India lost fighter jets and soldiers during Operation Sindoor. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau in a social media post clarified that the content is fake and AI-generated and urged people not to fall for such misinformation. In the national capital, the water level of the Yamuna River is receding, but the city continues to grapple with a flood-like situation as the level still remains above the danger mark. According to the latest update, the water level at the old railway bridge has dropped to 205.42 meters. As a precautionary measure, residents of low-lying areas have been relocated to safer locations and relief camps. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat and Rajasthan till today. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand today. In archery, India in men's compound team scripted history yesterday by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. The trio of Rishabh Yadav, Aman Saini and Prathamesh Phuge defeated France 235-233 in a thrilling final. Earlier, the mixed team of Jyoti Surekha Venam and Rishabh Yadav settled for silver after losing to the Netherlands. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh scored her first win in the open category of the FIDE Grand Swiss 2025 in Uzbekistan, defeating Egyptian in the fourth round. And that's the end of this news bulletin.